This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We saw in our study of the book of Joel in the Old Testament that God wants us to be ready at all times, no matter what we face, and especially for the day of the Lord. Jesus communicated the same truth in the book of Matthew, chapters 24 through 25. I would like to study what he said using what I call the 4S approach: spread, sort, structure, and summarize. As I contemplated doing this study, I concluded it would be helpful to see these two chapters within the context of the surrounding chapters. Chapter 21 begins Passion Week by describing Jesus Christ's triumphal entrance into Jerusalem and his cleansing of the temple area by driving out all who were buying and selling there. Over the next few days, his authority was questioned by the religious leaders. Jesus didn't back down. He knew who he was and why he was there. He responded to their questions even though he knew they were trying to trap him into saying something that would undercut his authority. Though he answered their questions, he knew what they were up to. At each juncture, he put things in perspective, exposing their real intentions. Finally, in chapter 23, he exposes them through 7 woes. You can almost feel their seething anger as he presented his case. It's interesting to note, however, that before he closes his diatribe against them, he shares his heart. "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often I have longed to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her chicks and under her wings, but you were not willing. Love cannot be forced."